with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Get up out of that. It's Friday morning. How are you doing? It's Cooper and Una. Are you feeling all funky?
Feeling funky?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to get delirious now.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
End of the week. Ready to face the weekend. I'm so busy this weekend. I have so much on. So much to do.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you tried to get me to cancel all my plans and all my gigs. So
yeah, to be there for a friend. Like, I'm in need of a friend, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a procedure done in a hospital.
Get the bus.
I don't know how to get the bus to there. It's in Dublin. I don't live in Dublin.
Look up the bus timetable. Get on a bus.
No.
Get on the Lewis.
Get on the Lewis?
Yeah. You're going to be around Kimmage, kind of Crumlin area. Hop on the Lewis and then that'll bring you probably into town and then out.
Yeah, but how do I get back? I'll be all sore and all groggy after the anaesthetic. And you expect me to hop on the Lewis then, do you?
Yeah. You'll fit in.
Yeah. Oh, so and so it's going to cost me about 100 quid in taxis. So you owe me €100.
No, I don't.
Cut up.
We were talking about the Beckhams. Are things getting out of hand?
Mm.
Maybe it's baby steps that they need in the Beckham household to get them all back talking again, Una.
Well, there's been an update to Bexgate, as I'm calling it.
Stop it.
Oh, man, I am just hooked to this.
I think every single office, school, dinner table, it's all talking about this. And it's kind of a case of which side
you're
on.
Which side are you on?
Yeah.
If I had to choose, I think I'd be on Victoria's side.
So, mammy knows best.
Yeah, and it's just a bit like, why are you, you know, that's your mom, like, she loves you. You lived in her belly for 9 months. She fed you with her own, she grew you, man.
She's only trying to protect you, love.
Yeah, sorry. she grew you. Have a bit of respect. I don't know what went down, but I just want to find out what is going on.
Also, Mama likes to dance. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean
at the wedding.
Like, what words did he use? Inappropriately on me. Bad words. Bad choice of words to use.
Yeah.
So you know. The mind just goes to...
It's basically one of those dramas that I'd love to be on a fly on the wall just to actually see and see exactly how everything's going down. Like, is he getting it from his missus and saying... Because isn't there conflict between his wife and the mother?
Apparently there is, but like there is a tweet from last year or the year before where they were on a beach dancing, Victoria and Nicola, and she was like, oh, we love you so much, you're just the best, blah, blah, blah. So... whether that was all just...
Yeah, but we all know that social media lives is different to real life lives.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that. Anyway, there's been an update.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun,
sorry.
Dun, dun.
I have a dun, dun, dun.
Beckham's update, live from Una.
In now. Good news, for Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham's 2001 single, Not Such an Innocent Girl, is now top of the charts.
What a banger.
you could say that.
I like it.
Do you remember the song she collaborated with Dane Bowers for?
What, this one?
The year was 2000.
Oh, that CD's seen better days. It's skipping away here, so it is.
Oh, my days.
The CD's all scratched.
Auto-tune.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, congratulations, Vicky. You're top of the charts.
Yeah. This is fantastic news for the Beckhams because they're probably short of a few
quid. They're short of a few quid, yeah. They need the money.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Something happened to me on the way into work this morning. I completely forgot to tell you. I thought it was funny. So I stopped and I got a breakfast roll. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What did you get in the breakfast roll?
Chicken.
That's not a breakfast roll.
Yeah, but I don't eat sausages, so that's...
Yeah, but a breakfast roll, you could have got an egg.
No.
You could have got some pudding.
It was a wrap. It was just a chicken in a wrap.
Okay, well then it's not a breakfast roll.
Okay, I stopped and got breakfast.
Okay, right, go on.
At the checkout, I was like, how's it going? Good, enjoy your weekend, you too. And she looked at me, all right? And she goes, Jesus. And I'm like, what? She goes, are you not cold? I said, because I just literally hopped out of the car in my T-shirt. And like, this is like, what, 5 a.m. in the morning? And went into the shop. And I'm like, no, sure, I run hot anyway. She goes, you're hot, all right.
Oh, cringerama.
Yeah. The actual words were, well, you're hot stuff anyway, or something like that. I was just like, oh my God.
Was she flirting with you, like?
I hope not.
I think it was a pity flirt. She probably thought there was something wrong with you coming in with no, in the freezing cold weather, going around wearing a t-shirt. And I'm sure your hair was kind of wild and your beard.
Is my hair wild now?
Yeah, it's a little bit unkempt.
Is it?
It's slightly.
No, it's not. It looks
good. So maybe it was just like a pity flirt. Or maybe it's just, you know.
So, what are you saying? I don't still got it. Did you ever even have it?
Are you going to go home to your wife now and try and make her jealous and be like, hey, guess what? Someone thinks I'm hot stuff.
Well, I tell her that every day.
Really? Yeah, you're like, yeah, myself, I think I've had stuff. Yeah.
That's it. I wonder, do 64% of people still think that they need this in their lives as in being told that they're hot?
Oh, yeah, it's good to it's. You should tell yourself you're hot every day. Look in the mirror and say, Cooper, you are hot stuff, right? Yeah, okay? You got to trick your body.
64% of people, they say they'll never do this job. What is this? Work with Una. How are you doing?
Okie dokie, let's have a go at trying to guess this for a Friday, heading into the weekend. Oh, I love a weekend. Donald, this morning.
A survey has found 64% of Irish people have said they'll never do this job. What is the job they won't do?
They would never do this job.
What's the percentage again?
64% of Irish people say no.
Okay, that's high.
No to this job.
Well, after being in the restrooms here
this morning,
toilet room attendants. Oh my God.
Did you not have a good experience this morning?
No, and it wasn't me.
You were greeted with something.
Yeah, I was greeted. And I feel dirty.
It's not a toilet attendant, okay. No.
Is it a taxi driver because of the traffic?
Oh, being stuck in traffic. I just chilled out.
Bus lanes, though. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. There's bus lanes.
But there's not bus lanes in every town, is there? No, there's not.
I don't know.
No, there's not. And the traffic is generally bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can be.
Yeah, there's a good guess. It's not the answer.
Thanks, Dylan. It was a good guess.
It's a great guess.
Thank you.
None of our guesses are right,
they're
though.
They're not, though.
No. Right, we're going to have to get everyone else to have a go, then, on 087-1102-107.
Surveys found 64% of Irish people have said they'll never do this job. What is the job?
All right, let us know what you think it is. Our survey says this morning we just need to answer this simple question.
64% of Irish people have said they'll never do this job. What is the job they won't do?
Guesses on 087-1102-107.
Wouldn't work with Unis. They have to get into the car with her.
Wouldn't work with Unis. Because they'd have to get into the car.
Oh my God. You wouldn't have to get into the car with me.
Pardon?
Probably wouldn't want to get into the car with me anyway. My car is very untidy.
We've been in the car with you every week this month because you've been doing your parking challenges, and it is genuinely terrifying. New video out today, and this one is going to blow everybody's minds.
You know, you're lucky I've got a thick skin.
Would the answer be An Garda Síochána?
Oh, I would love to have been a guard.
You would have been a great guard. Oh, you know, you've got a reserve guard, kind of bag of reserve guard off you.
I'm that much of a good person?
Yeah.
Like, to do the work of the police and not get paid for it?
Yeah.
No,
you
it's...
You can go around with your baton and your handcuffs and stuff.
I would. Do you know what? I'd be Special Branch, and I'd shoot you. Shoot you in your arse.
You can't say that.
Yes, I can.
They have tasers now, you know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we should get a taser and see how many times we can get Tazuna to see how long it takes her to fall over. Your guard with a taser. Soon. Come on up to iRadio. We want a Tazuna for the crack. All right.
It's not a guard. No.
All right, again. And is it working with Una?
No.
Hey.
Okay. Guess, all right. 087-1102-107. The answer to this?
64% of Irish people have said they'll never do this job. What is it?
087-1102-107. What was it we were asking again this morning?
64% of Irish people have said they'll never do this job. They don't want it. What is it?
Morning, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you too.
Is the answer to Scally's Alley, they wouldn't work in a morgue? Because I certainly wouldn't. Anyway, have a good one.
Not working in a morgue.
Yeah. That's a good guess. You wouldn't really want to be there.
I think it takes a certain type of person.
Yeah.
Mm. I actually had thought about becoming your funeral director.
You?
Yeah.
I can imagine your top hat and everything.
Always going to have business.
That is true.
Do you know what I mean?
You could still do it.
What are you saying?
No.
Jesus, the way you've been treating me, you could be my first customer.
It's not working anymore.
No. There's two threats in my life already this morning.
Shoot you in the arse.
Yeah.
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. By any chance, is it a tree surgeon?
Oh,
tree surgeon.
That is wild.
That's a wild guess. I've got a few musicians.
I think that would be a lovely job, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've got a few musician friends that are tree surgeons, and they love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no!
And they make loads of money out of it.
And it's very, it's a beautiful experience to be around trees because you
really dangerous.
No, because you become so grounded. The energy from trees is incredible. Like, it resets the system.
Sorry, do you know what a tree surgeon does?
Not when
they operate on the trees.
But they take them down and cut.
They literally remove the tree unit.
Why?
Because it's getting too big or dangerous or something. Dangerous.
And it's not just cut a few bits off the top, then taking the whole tree out.
They might do that, but they would have to remove a tree, like, so it doesn't fall on you.
Okay, now like I don't want to be a tree surgeon anymore.
Operate on the trees.
I love the way you thought it was like a tree surgeon was literally a doctor for plants.
Well, it says a surgeon. So it's like, I thought they were going kind of operating on the trees if the trees needed something done to them.
Do you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to keep talking. Because it's very entertaining. All right. It's not a tree surgeon.
Not a tree surgeon.
Morning, iRadio. It's a stupid question, but is it actually being a teacher?
Being a teacher. There you go.
Teachers love being teachers. They're off 6 months of the year, so.
Wow.
Joking. And I'm joking because I have so much respect for the teachers now. Because my 4-year-olds drive me crazy asking me questions from the minute they get up to the minute they fall asleep. So, why do we vomit? What does vomit start with? Why do we do poops? What does poop start with? How did I get in your bell-bell? Can I get back in your bell-bell? So, these are the questions. So, I presume the teachers have to put up with these types of questions constantly. So, big respect. Honestly.
And enjoy your time off, says you.
Yeah, enjoy it. You deserve it.
Guys, my guess for the job that no one wants to do is cleaning toilets.
Cleaning toilets, yeah, no, I'd said that one earlier on, so it's not cleaning
it's
toilets.
It's not cleaning toilets, but I guess so.
Let's get out.
Morning, guys. Would the answer be not walking with one of your listeners because he wants to punch you in the face every morning? Thank you, bye-bye.
Is he talking about Larry?
Larry. Every morning, Larry says he wants to punch one of his co-workers in the face.
I think Larry's calmed down now since he had a little baby girl.
Baby girl, yeah.
There you go. All right. No right
answers this morning. No, the answer is 64% of Irish people say...
Find out Monday. I'm joking, all right.
So they'd never want to be a car clamper. Because everyone hates
it. Oh my God. How could you do it? Yeah. You couldn't do it.
I actually know a guy who he used to not clamp but tow cars in Dublin City. That was his job. He used to love it.
Stop.
He gave me a great tip. If you know the way you say whack on me hazards, which you call your thank you button.
Yeah.
So you whack on your hazards and you run in, and you know, if you're double parked or if you're on park, he says they are beacons for look at me, I'm parked illegally, so don't ever use them.
Really?
If you're parked illegally, don't put your hazards on. Because it says, look at me! Hey, guard!
But is it not a hazard? Is it, I'm only going to be 2 minutes, don't mind me kind of thing?
No. It
says, that's pure snaky.
Yeah, but he says, don't put them on. So there you go, that's a tip.
Yeah.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Rhyma was on wheels this morning. We were talking to Keith from Donegal, and Keith is a farmer, and just had a load of calves overnight.
Yeah, 2 calves last night. He's expecting another 60 soon. Busy man.
Very busy man. Did he win Rhyme It though? Because he had a score 9 to beat.
Rhyme it, just a little bit.
No,
all of it.
That's it. You rhyme it, all of it. And that's how you win this game. The score to beat this week from Dez is 9. He got a huge score on Wednesday, which is fantastic. But come here. Keith could actually do it this morning. Good morning, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Keith, hello? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep.
How are you doing this morning?
Not so bad. What about you?
Oh, here, we're not the one who just had 2 calves overnight.
Whoa, busy night. Wow. Have you been up all night, Keith?
No, I haven't. No. My uncle actually was up. I was just up this morning. I was 60 milk.
What?
So you didn't have to get up when the cows were having the calves?
No, my uncle was up.
Very good.
Oh, nice one. Okay.
No problems. All delivered all right?
Yep, both all right, yeah.
Excellent, grand. Cool, excellent. So there's 60 more to come yet, isn't there?
There is, there's a good lot more, yes.
Wow.
Una doesn't have much to do, and she'd love to come and help you.
I'm a busy mom of twins. You're a busy dad of twins.
Yeah, we have 22, yeah.
What are their names?
Harry and Hannah.
Oh, cute. How old are they?
They're 6 now in March, so.
Are they killing each other? Like, do they tear the heads off each other?
They're not too bad. For God's sake.
You're supposed to say yes, Keith.
No, it's just your turn.
No, it's just, yeah, okay. Why are they constantly asking you questions?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you they're not like the questions that Una's to ask her, though.
Well, my daughter just got her tonsils out on Tuesday, so Harry, the brother's kind of looking after her, so it's nice to see.
Oh, that's lovely. That's really nice. Yeah, that wouldn't happen with mine.
No. Well, Jamie would poo on Sadie's floor, blame it on her, put tissue over it, poke it and say, why does the poo feel like this? Why does it smell like this?
Oh, but you're right. He is 100% right.
Does poo come off the wall and curtains? All right. Okay, here we go. You've 9 to beat. So I wish you the best of luck. It's a tough one to beat this morning there, Keith. But listen, we're rooting for you. And
that's okay.
All the cattle as well. The word you've to rhyme with this morning is?
Stat. S-T-A-T. Okay, Keith?
Yep.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
You swing this while playing baseball.
Bat.
You should wipe your feet on this before entering the house. If you eat too much rubbish, you will get what?
Fat.
These household pets always land on their feet.
Get.
A level surface without raised areas is what?
Flat.
I met my friend in the shops and we stopped to what?
Jet.
Little flying animal known to drink blood.
Bat.
When you gently tap or stroke something, you'd what it?
Pat. Pip.
A rodent that resembles a large mouse. Girls may interlace their hair into a what?
Time is up.
Flat.
Time. Oh! Una was 5 seconds after the timer went off. Oh my God, we got a tie.
We got to spin the wheel. We're spinning the wheel, guys.
We got to spin the wheel. Oh my God. We do actually have Dez on the line as well. Hi, Dez.
Hi, Dez.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Dez and Keith are both joined first place on this one with the highest score that we've ever had as a joint place of 9. This is absolutely incredible. Well done. Congratulations to
you. Are you guys, you're both from Donegal, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm not, by the way.
No, I'm from Sligo.
You're from Sligo. And you're close enough. Neighbours. Close enough. Neighbours, yeah.
All right,
the Northwest. Right, Jez and Keith. Here we go.
By the way, somebody has abused the living daylights out of our wheel. There's only 5 pegs out of 24 left. And so this thing... And what's it landed on, Donald?
Keith!
Keith, you're our winner this morning! Oh, okay.
Hard luck, Dez!
Congrats, Keith!
All right.
Thank you.
Well done, congratulations. Wait till you hear what you've won this morning, Keith. I'm just going to open...
What's in there?
Yes! They love it. Love this. Hot honey Jaffa cake. Where'd you get the hot honey Jaffa cake?
Oh, here. I haven't agreed to give those away. I didn't say I was giving those away. Oh, I could.
Can you get them here?
What, in Ireland?
Yeah.
Una did.
Oh, I know, because I know that you got some four and they were in her drawer. I thought you got them over in the UK.
Yeah.
Hot honey Jaffa cakes. Oh, can we just keep
these? Look at you, Keith. You're in for a treat. Harry and Hannah will be loving that.
Thank you very much.
iRadio water bottle. You got a tote bag. You got the pop socket for your phone. You got the keyring token, a lanyard, and 2 purple snacks, Una.
Thank you very much.
There was a pack of 12. I'd like to know where the other 10 went. Thank you so much for coming on and playing. What a fantastic result. A huge score. Well done, buddy.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye.
We're looking for you to play on, Monday, if you'd like to play Truth or... what's it called? Rhyme it. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. 087-110-207. Rhyme it, and we will accept people who can't spell it correctly as well.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What a result. And I also fear for the wheel that we have in the studio. It's seen better days.
It's a bit scaldy looking, all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Like that was perfect. And then other people started to use it, got thrown in the back of one of the iRadio cars.
Oh, for God's sake.
Then it came back broken.
Yeah, we have to take care of our wheel.
We do. Yeah.
Just
like you need to take care of the wheel that's in your hands and the 4 that are underneath you.
Are you referencing my driving again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's getting boring at this stage. Okay, you've had your slag. Great. Go you. You're a better driver than me. Even though that's kind of debatable still, but... Yeah. It is debatable.
Is it now?
Let's put you to the test, huh?
Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. I'll do it with a blindfold.
Oh, yeah. You see? Dangerous. Do it blindfolded. That is dangerous. Shocking. I'm reporting you to the RSA.
Even with a blindfold, I'd know which was my left and right.
Up yours.
Friday, which means that we get to indulge in the madness that is the brain of Una, because parking challenge number 3 happened yesterday and it was frightening. It was a parallel park.
You're hyperboling again, exaggerating.
We're not.
You are.
There is video evidence for this. So if you missed last week, the videos are up right now. You had to do a just park in a parking spot, just reverse into a spot. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And some of it sounded like this.
Whoa! Stop it!
To the left. You see the lane, the white lane?
Whoa!
This lane. Like, you're in the centre of it here.
Right.
Can you see what we see? You need to keep over here.
There's a person behind you.
Woo!
Remember that?
No.
Do you remember yesterday?
I do.
Yeah.
It was great.
We were in an actual town.
Yeah.
And you had to stop on the main street and then reverse into a spot like a parallel park. First off, you did say, why can't I just drive straight into it?
Yeah, that's how I parallel park.
Which is wrong, because do you remember the picture you sent of us when you were in Kerry last weekend and you said you parallel parked and half of your car was blocking the street? And that's why people thought that the video that was up at This Is I Radio, which has got over 500,000 views, of people moving a car, everybody thought it was your car. So, the parallel park challenge is on the way. You don't want to miss it. There is a video which will go up at This Is I Radio, and you don't want to miss that. If you think it's awkward watching me have Una speak in my ear and do pranks in front of people, it's more awkward that you have to go around living your life without being able to park in it. Now, here's the dealio. Yesterday, something happened.
Yes, I'll tell you one thing, lads. I was driving through Edwardstown yesterday.
Do you remember Edwardstown yesterday, Una?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just redhead one driving a car.
What colour is your hair, Una?
Red.
My God.
What's wrong?
I would like to be sitting beside a parking anyway.
I was there.
Holy Jesus.
Holy Jesus is right.
If I was ye, I wouldn't be letting her sit in an iRadio car. Jesus, bad branding for the company. That woman trying to park a car.
That woman. How do you feel about those messages coming in, Una?
I am highly offended. Insulted.
So first we have to go from where we were to the location of where we were actually doing a parallel park.
Yeah.
So you'd think it'd be straightforward enough and say we're just going to parallel park here and we just drive to it. No, it's a whole ordeal actually driving. And we have a professional in this car beside you at the front.
I would hardly say it was an ordeal then.
Let's have a listen. You can send in your comments as well on 087 1102 107.
Parallel park. Okay. Out to the road, go right.
Mirrors. Yeah. Going right. Okay. Oh, hello.
Watch out for the Arctic.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw you out. Hello.
I think I could honestly just step out of the car you're going so slow. There'd be no damage done.
I'm careful. Excellent, careful driver.
Dangerous.
Shut up, you're incompetent. Oh, see, I can't go.
Whoa.
I'm just sound. I'm just letting them all go.
What, all the cars in the main road?
Yeah.
They're zooming by.
See, I'm letting them all go. Not trying to get out. Here we go.
Happy days.
Told
you. I'm on the wrong side of the road.
I'm not driving. I'm on my own side.
You're literally on the wrong side of the road.
I didn't go across the bed.
With video evidence. You can watch it back and you can say, oh, sorry, yeah, you're right. And that we weren't imagining things. That you drove on the wrong side of the road.
What song we sing? What
no,
we
no.
Oh, Roche de la, how are ya? Oh, Roche de la, how are ya? Oh, Roche de la, how are ya? And it's Sherry Octon towering.
I wonder what people will say about me when I die. Would they be like, he had a good run?
Hopefully not today.
Hopefully Tony not today. Club.
We're going right at the traffic.
Now here we go. Slow it down.
I think we're going slow enough.
Yeah, just because you don't want to be booming around the place now, Colin.
Do you know what I mean? Ooh, cafe number 9 looks nice.
Will you concentrate? Have you got kangaroo juice?
I haven't had any lunch.
Stay over to the left.
Do you know, I haven't had any lunch.
Good spot to park now.
What?
In behind the BMW.
Ah, yeah.
Lads, I'll hold up traffic. No, seriously.
Won't. Yeah. And there you go. You've heard now what it's like. You're not... Concentrate on the road. Oh, that cafe looks nice.
I hadn't had any lunch. I was hungry. How am I expected to work in those conditions?
You
to drive
are
when
a
I'm hungry.
Grown adult with children.
Yeah.
You need to be able to look after yourself, Una.
I can look after myself. I was just forgot my food, so I was hungry. So if anything happened, it's because I was hungry.
No. Okay, so that was getting to the location and the fear in your eyes that I could see in the rearview mirror. By the way, that's the little thing that dangles up to your left hand
side. I know what that is.
Well, did Una use the rearview mirror or any of her mirrors during her parallel parking challenge?
Of course I did.
There's video evidence, Una, whether you did or not. Fridays is where we experiment and take a closer look at Una's parking. What?
Nothing.
Don't toss at me.
I'm not touching.
You're the one who's doing these parking challenges.
Yeah, I know. And I'm brilliant.
You're brilliant.
Yeah, I'm excellent. An excellent driver. Mm-hmm.
So there is a video going up of this in 10 minutes time at This Is iRadio. And I'm so looking forward to everybody seeing you do a parallel park. The faces you're making are so funny. It's like you're in denial of that. Do you know what?
Listen.
We want Iceland. We want Iceland. It's Greenland. That's what I said. So, Una, are you ready for to listen to you actually do a parallel park?
Sure.
Under the instructions of Colin, who is our driving instructor.
Sure.
Sure.
Cheers.
Up alongside.
You're parallel parking, Una.
Up beside him.
Yeah. And then reverse it.
Oh, no, I can just... There we go.
Oh, my God.
God, what's happening?
Hey, there I did it.
No, reverse it in there.
Why did I have to reverse? Why couldn't you just let me drive in there? God's sake, like.
That's the way you reverse. Park.
There's no way I'm going to get in. You don't park. I could have gone in the other way if you'd have let me.
Watch your mirrors.
You're not indicating.
So that's the traffic starting to beep at you.
Yeah, okay. But in my defence, I was just going to drive in.
That's like, not how you parallel park.
You can parallel park
that's
like
not,
that.
That's not how you're supposed to parallel park.
Says who?
The professional driving instructor, Colin.
Oh, yeah, but you don't need... But Colin, like, it's... Some people just drive in and that's how they... That's how I do my parallel parking. You don't have to go by the book.
But that's why your arse is always sticking out.
Are you calling me fat?
Amazing. By the way, this is on a main street in Edwardstown and it was so much fun. God, that sounded like a car coming to an absolute halt there. My God.
Will you indicate maybe that you're going into a space here?
Yeah.
Turn left. Yeah. Keep going.
I'm going on to the other side of the road.
Oh, keep going. straight. Now keep moving back. Straight back.
Jesus
straight.
Christ.
Are you watching yours? To the left.
I'm not insured in this car.
To the left. Yeah.
Watch the car be hit.
Keep going. Straight.
Okay, we are still, by the way, in the middle of the road of the town, and you're still trying to maneuver to get into this.
Because I've never done it before.
How
it
did you pass your driving test?
Because you don't have to parallel park in your driving test.
You should.
And when you don't,
you should.
Swear to God, this is awful.
This is terrifying.
No, there's people coming, and they're
putting your hands on the steering wheel.
They're putting pressure on me. They're all judging me.
This is a basic park your car. You go to the shops maneuver.
Keep moving.
Is there something behind me there? What's that?
A man.
Oh, buddy.
Keep going.
Why is this taking so long?
Because I'm gonna fucking smash up this fella.
Turn to the right. Look how far away you are from the car.
So we're currently 2 minutes still sitting in the middle of the road.
In my defence, and I will admit, my spatial awareness isn't fantastic.
We listen and we judge.
Oh, jeez.
Keep going. Definitely fit a small lorry in here.
I'm actually getting motion sick.
So this is the way I do it.
Perfect. How long does that take?
Piece of cake, my friend. Piece of... Yeah.
You've taken up two spaces.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm inside the line.
Front and back. Oh, another car behind.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
Car, you're parking another car in behind you.
So, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, you
well,
could.
Normally we give out about people parking like this.
Why would people give out about parking like this? Because you could fit another car.
Because you're taking on poos for it.
Well, that's very pedantic, now, Colin, if you don't mind me saying so.
You're also 3 foot from the curb.
Can I go another one?
What do you mean?
Can I try another parallel park?
You should just be able to do this, Luna.
I don't feel the need. So did I pass this one?
Well, you were reversing back and you were looking in front of you.
I genuinely don't feel bad about exposing you about this.
There's nothing to expose. I did it. I parallel parked that car. I got that bad boy in.
3 foot from the curb.
What does that mean, 3 feet from the curb?
So, you know, like 1 foot. I've put another 2 foot on top of that.
Are you saying I was in the middle of the road again?
You were practically in the middle of the road.
Lies.
But you were 3 foot from the curb and you could fit two cars in the space. But sure, look it. Everybody can have a look and judge for themselves. Share it with their friends as well.
Oh, yeah.
At This Is iRadio socials, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. You're going to be TikTok famous, Una.
Great.
This is Una's challenge for today, and that is a simple, straightforward parallel park.
Ara, well done, Una. As your man says, back away, there's nothing in front of you.
Una, I cannot wait to see what your renewal is going to be when the insurance company hears you. All these recordings. And actually, even worse than going and see it. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You may get an extra job.
You will.
They're not going to... They can't hold that against me.
The insurance people.
It's against the law.
No,
the insurance people. They can't discriminate against me.
The fact that you're on the road is against the law.
Hey!
Hey!
Not educated.
Will you indicate maybe that you're going into a space here?
Yeah. Turn left. Yeah. Keep going.
I'm going on to the other side of the road.
Oh, keep going.
What do you have me?
Straight. Now keep moving back.
Jesus Christ.
Are you watching
him or? Reliving this actually makes me motion sick feeling. I actually felt car sick while I was in the car with you. All the braking in the back and forward and the back and forward.
You know, people just have no patience. Like the amount of times I get beeped at. And you know, it's very upsetting.
How many times do you get beeped at?
Yeah.
No, how many times?
I've been beeped at quite a bit.
Like daily?
I wouldn't say daily, maybe weekly.
Oh my God.
Like, people love to honk that horn. You know what I mean? And not in a good way either. It's like, wow.
That's a you thing then.
No, it's not.
It is. You're obviously doing something that people are like frustrated at, that they're like beeping at you.
I'm just...
I've been behind you in the car. I've been in the car with you. I beeped you as well.
You... Why? Because I was driving too slow.
No, just various different things. You know, like, yeah, no, everything.
I think we as a collective need to have more patience with people and you know, maybe think twice before using your horn.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
If we were to have a game and you were to have a fact and you could make it up or it could be a real fact, what would you call that game?
Truth or Trash.
It's a good idea for the game.
Yeah.
Truth or Trash.
Okay, Truth or Trash. We have facts. We bring them to the show. And you got to tell us if it's truth or trash. Donald, off you go. Would you like to give us your facts, please?
Yes. My fact is in Japan, going to Japan again, you can legally pay to disappear without a trace. And all records of you are gone.
Legally?
Oh,
legally.
It's not like you can just... Here you go, fella. Can you just take me away at some point? You can legally do it. Oh. It's a system.
What about if the shades are after you?
The shades?
The cops. The guard of Shikolodi.
I don't think there's any guard.
But you know what I mean? The law enforcers.
Yeah.
If the law enforcers were after you.
Well, if you can legally do it, then you can just do it.
But that's ridiculous, because then there could be anarchy, because you could do anything you wanted.
It might not work if you're a criminal, maybe.
Okay, well, then I'm going to say true. Yeah, I'm locking that in.
I lock it in as true as well.
True. Yes, it is. It's a recognised legal act known as Johatsu, which means evaporation.
My God.
Yeah, with the help of night movers, they're called. They'll come in the night, randomly pick you up, and you might be getting away from just people taking the mick out of you, whatever you want, and just legally be put somewhere else without
a trace.
Bizarre. Yeah.
Wow. All right. What are they called?
What, the oh, the Night Movers.
The Night Movers.
Sound like a dance troupe from somewhere.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's the new single from Night Movers. all right, my fact. Stendhal, S-T-N-D-H-A-L syndrome, is a psychological disorder that causes people to overdose on art that they find beautiful, making them dizzy, confused, and fainting. So, when you see something beautiful, Una, like you always claimed, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That song is so beautiful. It's a beautiful TV show. It's beautiful. You could get dizzy and faint because you might have Stendhal syndrome.
Can you spell it again, please?
S-T-E-N-D-H-A-L.
But, you know, sometimes things can be so beautiful it hurts to look.
See what I mean?
So I'm going... For that reason, I'm going to say yes. True.
Really? Okay. Yeah. What are you saying, Donald?
It could be true.
I'm going to say trash.
I know, Cooper. I know.
It could be true. It could be trash.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to say trash.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get dizzy when you see something beautiful, Luna.
I know. You must be dizzy every day of the week sitting across from me, huh?
No, I don't have it. I definitely don't have it.
All right. Okay, all right. So, my turn.
Go for it, Una, we're waiting.
Your earlobes are the same distance apart as your nipples. Unless you have, like, three nipples or four nipples like Harry Styles, and that's called a supernumerary nipple. Maybe he should have called his new album Supernumerary. Supernumerary nipples.
Supernumerary?
Yeah. Because I suppose having four nipples is superfluous to your body. Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my fact is, it's nothing about Harry Styles. It's your earlobes are the same distance apart as your nipples.
There's people all over the country now taking hold of their earlobes and moving down and grabbing their nipples.
Yeah.
All over the country right now.
Only to grab your nipples if it's safe to do so now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're driving or something, don't do it.
So if you're driving, maybe the person beside you could do it to you.
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
Oh.
No.
You're minus crack. What are you saying, Donald? Well, it could be true or it could be trash.
Yeah, that's
it?
Oh, for God's sake. Well done, yeah. I'm going to say true, yeah.
Go lock on. It in, lock it in. I'm saying true because I know this for real.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's neither truth nor trash.
It is true.
It's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not true.
It is true.
Don't stop it, you child. It's a rule of thumb that artists use. But it's not really. I mean, it all depends on the size. Everyone is different. So, like, for...
Maybe that's why I think it's true, because we did that in art. It's basically like, so from the ears down, that's where the nipples are.
Oh, were you drawing nipples? Were you drawing nudes?
No. We're only allowed to draw people with clothes on. Of course we drew nudes.
You drew nudes?
Yeah. Life model classes and everything like that. Did you ever do it?
I didn't do art, no.
You didn't do art, but even in class or in like this life drawing or anything like that.
No, funny enough, I haven't gone around because I'm not a pervert.
It is so much fun. And do you know what? It's really, I got kicked out the last time.
Yeah, because you're a pervert.
Go on. No room for my punchline anymore.
Go on, sorry.
Why did you get kicked out?
Apparently, I have to wear clothes.
Oh, God. I told you he was a pervert. Are you
my tip? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
That's it.
We're donezo.
Yeah,
donezo. Out the gap.
Yeah. Well, okay. No, I've left a lot of stuff for you. It's on your desktop.
Yeah, my desktop. As in my PC. Yeah. I'm out here. I have to go and find someone to collect me from the hospital so I don't have to spend €100 on taxis because I thought my friend refused to help me out.
I did say to you, if I didn't have everything else on over the weekend.
Yeah, but your priorities are up your bum. Your priorities. I am not top priority. And it hurts my feelings.
I'm not top priority. Oh, look at you. Having your family as your top priority.
Yeah.
Bringing those teenagers around where
they
need lifts to.
They can get a bus. They can walk.
I live in a place where there's no buses.
Well, they can thumb.
No, you can't.
Well, they can. They can run. I mean, they're young. They've got energy.
It's not safe, Una.
Oh, for God's sake! Oh, yeah.
Best of luck.
Choosing your family over me again, huh?
Like, share, subscribe. This is Breakfast Show with Cooper and Una. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.